The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
The Lord said this Sunday should be an impartation service. And let's see how it is going to go. Turn your Bibles with me to Isaiah
59,
verse
1
and
2.
And Mark chapter 7, verse 13. Mark 7:13, Isaiah 59, 1 and
2.
Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to say, nor his ears too dull, but your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. Please give me 3. Verse 3. Continue. For your hands are stained with blood, your fingers with guilt, your lips have spoken falsely, and your tongue mutes wicked things. Continue. No one calls for justice. No one pleads a case with integrity. They rely on empty arguments. They utter lies. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil. 5. They hatch the eggs of vipers and spin the spider's web. Whoever eats their eggs will die. And when one is broken, another is hatched. Their cobwebs are useless for clothing. They cannot cover themselves with what they make. Their deeds are evil deeds, and acts of violence are in their hands. Their feet rush into sin. They are swift to shed innocent blood. They pursue evil schemes. Acts of violence mark their ways. The way of peace they do not know. There is no justice in their paths. They have turned them into crooked roads. No one who walks along them will know peace. So justice is far from us, and righteousness does not reach us. We look for light, but all is darkness. For brightness, but we walk in deep shadows. Like the blind, we crop along the wall, feeling our way like people without eyes. At midday, we stumble. The thief, it were twilight. Among the strong, we are like the dead. We all crawl like bears. We mourn mournfully like doves. We look for justice, but find none. For deliverance, but it is far away. For our offenses are many in our sight, and our sins testify against us. Our offenses are ever with us, and we acknowledge our iniquities. Rebellion and treachery against the law, turning our backs on our God, inciting revolt and oppression, uttering lies our hearts have conceived. So justice is driven back, and righteousness stands at a distance. Truth has stumbled in the streets. Honesty cannot enter. Truth is nowhere to be found, and whoever shuns evil becomes a prey. The Lord looked and was displeased that there was no justice. He saw that there was no one. He was appalled that there was no one to intervene. So his own arm achieved salvation for him, and his own righteousness sustained him. Let's keep this. It's okay. Go to Mark chapter 17. Mark chapter 7, verse 13. Thus you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down, and you do many things like that. Amen. I am speaking on the theme, visiting our areas of vulnerability for the Father's visit. In other words, we should attend, we should give attention to the area that we are weak. Father's visit to come. The Lord is going to speak some words through
me.
This is not supposed to be a judgmental service. God does not condemn us. He condemns sin. You see, Christianity is appearing to becoming laughable. Christianity is appearing to becoming a mockery. Christianity is appearing to become disillusionment, as if you have been deceived. Because many unbiblical practices are going on. And all of these unbiblical practices that are going on because God appears to be silent.
When
you go on Facebook,
the
things we are seeing, pastors are again pastors. Pastors are veering off. Pastors who had preached balanced gospel before, they are just coming out with some strange teachings. Already we have people who are in strange teachings. Men of God are giving strange instructions. Prophecies upon prophecies. I remember when a friend of mine visited me, a lady friend that we have been hearing on TV, watch TV, and then I won't mention. This lady friend, I don't like saying daughter, in my former place, I pick a few of them, about three of them, to be praying for me. And one day, after many years, I've been seeing her on TV, hearing her on radio and all that, she visited me. And when I look at her, I say, are you the one? She said, yes. And when she sat down, no. I went inside to tell Gladys that something is wrong.
There
were two ladies and a brother. That brother is a pastor now.
They
should be praying with me.
So by here, Juma wo afidie TV so obesra me mehwe no no me bisa ne se aso eyewo ana eno se ane mehwe ne dim tim se bibi enko ye enti me call dan mu kɔ ka kye oba gadi se ma asemasi oba yi bibi enko ye ona brabom.
So Gladys came out and we sat down with her.
Na me repie ye na me ne ne betena se.
She said, pastor,
o se osofo,
I know you.
Minimum.
You are a great man of God. Your words don't fall down. You are a prophet. You are this. You are that. But this morning, what time did she come? Around 10 o'clock? This was about 20 years ago, long time. I have not come to you for prophecy. But I've come to you to tell me something. Pastor, I don't need any prophecy again. But I want to hear something from you. Because any place I go, the prophet or the preacher will point to that lady there. They will bring me forward. Prophesy on me. Pastor, I am not here for prophecy. But tell me something. Pastor, sometimes when they call me, I don't want to go forward. Because when at all are prophecies going to stop? And the realities of the prophecy begin to manifest. We have heard and heard and heard. We are growing. Our years are going. When are we going to see? When are we going to touch? When are we going to smell it? When are we going to handle it? Like we see in 1 John chapter 1 verse 1. 1 John, let's look at 1 John.
John, who made the kind?
That which was from the beginning. This Jesus Christ. Which we have heard. Which we have seen with our eyes. Which we have looked at and our eyes have touched. This we proclaim concerning the word of life. Look at, say, that which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched. This we proclaim concerning the word of life. Listen to me. Sometimes we stand there and hit congregation and blame congregation. You people are not witnessing for Christ. You people are not winning souls. Winning souls is only practical. When there is a testimony attached to it. If our brother Kobe right now sitting there, if God should open his eyes right now, he has already won 1,000 people. I'm telling you, if he begins to see right now, he has already won 1,000 people. Because he was blind, but now he can see. When we go to people, what are we telling them? Let me tell you, your testimony is not win so. Look, I was a prostitute. I was this, but today, that is what draws people. What testimony do you have that will draw people? If your life is the same, it's difficult. One of the reasons why I stop places house to house. Because some places where you go, how do you preach to somebody who is hungry? When you are sharing, the children are crying. How can they give attention? I am not saying that we should wait for everything to be okay before we share Christ. Even now, at least, we can share the peace that we have in Christ. Somebody went to evangelize. to a group of people. And after everything, they ask him. So the shoe you are wearing, is that all that your God can give you? Look at your shoe and look at ours. I said they are right. They are right. Because you want me to come to your God so that he gives you that broken shoe. But they don't understand that it's not about shoe. It's about your soul. Where your soul is going. Where you are going to spend eternity. Because even if it's a brand new shoe, when you die, you will leave it here. The latest car, you will leave it here. The most beautiful house, you will leave it here. You will not die and carry it. But you see, practically, there should be something about us. You don't know. Let me tell you
to.
When God brought me here, the most dirtiest place in Accra at that time. The dirtiest place. And God said, stay here. And God said, even if I want the president to come to where you are, the president will come. Then I sat down. What is it that will attract people to this place? What is it that when people enter here, they want to come again? Those were the things I started praying and then discussing with God, and the two of us started strategizing.
And no, na misha se bo hum paye.
And the number one is that there must be power in the house. The house should be a power center. The house should be a place of encounter. And a place of encounter must be a place of the word and prayer. It must be the word. It must be the place of the word, prayer, and righteousness. Right from the pastor, from me, to every member. I said, okay. So it must be a word of power. It must be the place of power. The place where the presence of God dwells. And the presence of God can only dwell there. When the place becomes the place of the word, the Holy Spirit, fellowship, prayer, righteousness, and fellowship. I said, okay, thank you, Lord. Then what next? He said, it is all about you. The way you dress. Already, I like good dressing. But I was shocked. When God said, the way you appear. Matters. Also, your manners. The way you handle people. This was what I started practicing. What is it that has brought those of you sitting? You are about 400 sitting here right now. What is it that brought you? You didn't just get up and come. God brought you. Because he knew that he has something here for you. But not only that.
He
knew that the servant he has put
there
is following his example.
There
are other means that people are using to attract people. But when you use any other means to attract anybody, those people will not remain. It will never last. So, beloved, I've come to realize that it is all about God and it is all about you. So, when this sister came here and said, I have heard and heard, but now I want to see.
Now, so somebody be person me who.
You see, pastor.
I see your suffer.
My friends.
Me now for
business friends.
Me now for mu onyu mamu.
They've invited me to all their churches.
Omu di oma komo a sorry.
They've invited me to all the prophets they have been going.
Omu di oma call a di for oma komo nchange.
Pastor.
I suffer.
Direction.
A kwa nchire.
Instruction.
In chire chire,
I have performed.
My ye be brave.
But pastor,
now so sofo.
Tell me something.
Can be chire me?
But I don't need prophets.
Now so come share there.
Because I don't know what you are going to tell me that the other prophets haven't told.
Esense mi nim ni awa be kaya strongko a min te da.
I didn't know what to tell her.
Mi nim ni ame kachire ni biem.
I just said, do you know something?
E kachire ni se unim bibi.
I don't have any word for you. But I believe that since God brought you here, from today, your turnaround has started. And I prayed for her. Myself and Gladys, we prayed for her. We got out, she was standing in front of the gate looking for taxi.
And this was
a woman driving Rover, driving Pajero.
I mean, those days.
And I look at her. My God. She was one of the people those days who used to buy me shoes with myself, my wife. Whilst we were standing there, a car passed. One of these four wheels. Then the car went and reversed. Then the gentleman rolled down and mentioned her name.
He said, you.
Sister has been looking for you. For 2 weeks now. Even yesterday, he asked me to go somewhere and look for you. Let's go to sister right now. She got inside the car. And then, the whole thing was that when she got there, this another mighty woman who owns a lot of businesses abroad in Canada.
Look,
I have received, my husband has been appointed something in the United Nations, and so we are relocating. So please take this business, work and pay me and take it. She left the cars, the business cars. She left everything. As I'm talking, within 3 months, everything has changed for this sister. Do you know what happened that brought her down? It was a document she signed. She didn't read well. And she lost everything. You see, The father's visit appears to be no more or insignificant now. God appears to be silent, held up. And why has the father's visit appears to be held up? Why is that the father's visit appears that it is being held up? It is no more. Why does heaven appear silent? Why does the enemy appear to be having an upper hand? Why do we believers suffer like unbelievers? Beloved, there are various reasons why God may be silent. Positive reasons. Some of them, we have spoken them here. God can be silent to be taking you through a process. God can be silent to mature you. God can be silent to ensure that certain people who, when your testimony comes and they are still alive, will destroy your testimony. God can be silent until they are no more.
Before.
There are positive things that can cause God to be silent. But there is one thing I want to address right
now.
Our areas of vulnerability. Our areas of vulnerability. Why do we suffer like unbelievers? Beloved, the church is not a development association meeting. It's not all students meeting. The church is the house of God. It's a place of empowerment. It's a place of spiritual enrichment. It's a place for supernatural enforcement. So that we go out to the world there and manifest the love of God, the power of God, and the glory of God. Of course, the church has its social aspect too. But see, the church is where we are prepared for eternity. Because we are not going to stay here forever. We have only few years to be here. But there is a place we are going to live forever. And the church is where we are prepared to begin to live the life of God here. And when our years here come to an end, and we have been, transisted into another realm, another world, we continue that life there. But beloved, the church can appear like a laughable place. A place of mockery. A house of disillusionment. Just because the presence of God is no longer there. The Father's visit is no longer there. Beloved, what makes a difference in your life is the presence of God or the Father's visit. The presence of God or the Father's visit is a package. Look, when God manifests himself, see, there are two ways God exists.
To
we have his ever existing nature, his abiding presence.
He's there.
Even when you don't feel him, he's there. He's with you. But then we have his manifested presence. The presence that when he shows himself, things happen. Things happen. When he shows himself, sicknesses disappears. Tumors disappears. Problems are solved. You don't make any effort again. Just because he manifested himself, things begin to be set in their proper order. We call that the manifested presence of God. For that manifested presence to happen, you must create an atmosphere. You must provoke it from within you. And there is one thing that in many churches, and the modern day Christianity, is preventing that. It's preventing the Father's visit. It's preventing the manifested presence. That is why Assemblies of God, our theme this year is holiness unto revival. Holiness unto revival. Because we doubt holiness, you can't see God. That is
why
without holiness, that is why we are talking about holiness. I haven't yet actually started talking about holiness. I am addressing certain things before. Beloved, the area of vulnerability. Our weakness. Mark 7:13 talks about the tradition of men. You nullify the word by your tradition that
will
be handed down to you. Tradition, mindset, certain philosophies that we have read, certain belief systems that we carry as Christians, directly against the word of God. People are sitting in this chair, they don't talk to one another. Even when the usher is directing, he or she has to look, lift the head, especially women. They will look at where that person is sitting before they go. People are walking and carrying bitterness, envy, anger. People are living without standards, without principles. I pray for our youth. It's like 80% of our youth are gone. 80% of our youth, they are gone. They are gone.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean by they are gone?
Yes, we are seeing.
Because let's clap for her. The world has stolen our youth.
We are seeing
80%. They go to church, all right. But they have their own mind. They have their own way. Now they have a time when a youth, a gentleman can be walking with two ladies. One is the actual one. The other one is the backup. So that the day the actual one plays wrong, the backup is there. In the church, there are backups. Where do you find that? And you think you are playing? You are mocking God?
Now if you say, oh, teaching, I mean.
80% of our youth are gone. The youth are fornicating anyhow. Sex. Keeping yourself pure. It's almost non-existent. I'm saying almost none. Because we have a few. We have a few. Who are still keeping themselves? The fear of God is no longer in the church. Standards are broken. No principle. You can't rebuke a person. You rebuke somebody, the person will jump out. The next moment, the person is a pastor. People are just calling their names. Pastor, bishop, so so and so. Because they say, you don't have to be ordained pastor. You don't have to be ordained bishop. Once you are born again, you are a priest. It is true that we are all priests. But beloved, who baptized Jesus? Who baptized Jesus? John the Baptist baptized Jesus.
John the Baptist,
when John wanted to baptize, when Jesus said, John, baptize me, John said, no, I don't have to do it. You should rather. Jesus said to John, let's do it to fulfill all righteousness.
Now, yes, my Johannes,
who has laid hands on you?
And send me my woman soon. Now, I share. Trust something in our man.
You see, we have broken standards.
Yabubu and Pempens.
No principle. We are so independent. And we want the Father's visit. Let me say, another spirit is operating. It's not the spirit of God. When you read Isaiah 52 that we read, Isaiah 59, thank you, that we read. Why are people saying God is not speaking? We read up to verse 6. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to see, nor his ears too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. Listen to it. We take something too easy in life. Let me mention some of the vulnerabilities. Number one, is it possible maybe we are vulnerable to the lifestyles and temptations of this world? We are vulnerable to self or ego. We are vulnerable to pride. We are vulnerable to the tradition of man. We are vulnerable to disobedience. We are vulnerable to rebellion. We are vulnerable to fear. We are vulnerable to anger. We are vulnerable to temper. We are vulnerable to unbelief. We are vulnerable to unforgiveness. We are vulnerable to doubt. We are vulnerable to many things. That is the main reason why The Father's visit. The presence of God. Even though we are the temple of God, we are only experiencing the abiding presence. Not the manifested presence. Beloved, I am not condemning you. We are all a work in progress. But let me tell you the truth.
No cry.
You know, people have words. But those words can be smoke. That because somebody can talk, release words. They sound good. Pick them. But those words can only be effective in somebody's life when heaven says amen.
Obi betimi akasa ewon semon ano nanso sa semene be gina na ende nyankopon na be kase ane.
Is it Lamentation 3:37? Who can speak and have it done, if the Lord has not commanded it?
Yes,
Lamentation 3:37. Who can speak and have it happen, if the Lord has not decreed it? Look, until the Lord, what I'm saying right now, it is only when heaven says, this is my only begotten son, hear ye him. It is only when heaven says, amen, to what I am preaching, that is when it will have effect in your life. But heaven can only say amen to what I'm preaching, depending on my personal relationship, my secret life, what I am behind the scene, what I am with God, what I am with Christ, what I am in the Word, what I am in prayer, what I am with the Holy Spirit. That is what will cause heaven to say amen to what I am telling you. And it is only when God says amen, that is when the words I'm speaking to you now will become flesh. Will become flesh. Flesh. Look at the churches we have. Look at the pastors. Look at the ministries. No power. No power. People are churning out words. Words upon words, but no effect. Christians are the same. Christians are sinning more than even unbelievers. Because the words we are speaking are not being confirmed. The words are not being confirmed because of our secret lives. So the problem is from we who are preaching first. A pastor is beating the wife. Slapping the wife. A pastor has a girlfriend in the choir. A pastor is sleeping with people's wives. An elder, a deacon.
Sorry, Penny.
Sleeping round. Beat this round. How can heaven say amen? How can your words carry power? Remember, the Bible says, the righteous are as bold as what?
Lion.
You don't know why I speak the way I speak. Only this year that I've called three people in this house for money about something. Only this year. 29 years I've been here. Only this year. Because I had a challenge. Only this year. Who do I owe here? Who can say that I am sleeping with her?
Why
let me tell you, I am not saying that, please. I am not saying that I am more holy and you are evil. No. Look, there are areas God is working on me. I am also a work in progress. How many times haven't I told you? When you see me doing wrong, come to me. When you can't come to me, go to my wife. When you can't go to my deacons. And make sure that whoever you are spoken to alerts me. Pastors are greedy. Chasing the things of the world. We have become something. You know, I was 2008. I was in Air Burkina. I was coming from Burkina Faso when the Holy Spirit started speaking to me. Air Burkina. I never forget it. The most powerful servants of mine. They have three characters. Three. And since then, I started fighting that God, I want to flow within these three areas. I am going to tell you. Look, and I have studied that even juju. Look, most of these people who are making noise on radio, prophet, I am, they carry other names. They have guy names. You know the guy names that they carry. I am prophet, breaker of stones. So. Let me tell you, if the Holy Spirit is really working through you, you can't say that. You can never say that. It is only when another spirit is working through you. The Holy Spirit working through you. It's not yourself. But it's the Holy Spirit. Then you say you are the breaker of rocks. You are so and so. It's not the Holy Spirit. Three things God told me in Air Burkina. The most powerful people before him. Number one. Simplicity. Even number one is humility. Number two, vulnerability. Do you know what vulnerability is? Anybody can correct you. A small girl can come to you and say, hey, pastor, what you did is not right. Pastor, why did you do that? Mama, no, this is not correct. That is vulnerability. Your wife can rebuke you. Your husband can rebuke you. Anybody can check you. That is vulnerability. Look, how many times didn't Peter rebuke Jesus? You cannot talk like that. You cannot say you will die. Vulnerability. Vulnerability. And the last one is simplicity. Look, when you see a person carrying these three, ability, fear them. Humility, vulnerability, simplicity. These are the most dangerous people to work with, to play with. Don't joke with them. Don't joke with them. But people are, oh, I am a man of God. They are smoke. They are cloud without rain. Since 2008, I've been working myself in this area to be as humble as I can, to be vulnerable. Anybody can check me. Anybody can correct me. My daughter Edwige, she checks me a lot. Sometimes we argue, hey, you are smoking, keep quiet. I use my this thing to bully her and shut her down. My wife checks me.
And so at
anybody can tell me, Pastor, you are wrong. I say, I like people to check me. You see, when we were in the wooden structure, I don't know whether it is that Kingsley boy sitting there. I don't know whether Kingsley or is that you. I don't know. Small boy. He looks like any of them, your faces. They were very small, about 10 years or so. One day after church, one of them came with a note and gave it to me. When I opened it,
he
said, Pastor, you are tired, rest.
Did
you know, when I read it, and do you know those days? Those were the days I used to insult you. I said, you are behaving like pigs. Excuse me. You remember?
Oh, deliverance.
When I come and stand there 1.5 hours. Because you are in pig farm. You are behaving like pigs. Not knowing that I was burning out, I was tired. So God used the small boy to send me a note. Pastor, rest. You know, sometimes we pastor, when we are burned out, we start making mistakes. I practice simplicity. That's why after church, I'm still standing here. Anybody that want to shake hands with me, you come. Look at Jesus Christ. After everything, children were coming around and the disciples were
here.
Let the children.
Na asuafo ne se daabi mu nkomo achi. Yesu se mu nya won nom mra.
Beloved,
anuanom,
how do you get the Father's visit?
A kwan ben so na jan betimi abesra wo.
The main reason why we need personal relationship. We need personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. Personal relationship with the Word. Personal relationship in prayer. Service and sacrifice. In Genesis chapter 3. Satan through the serpent appealed to the vulnerable area of
Eve.
Even though Adam and Eve were already in the image of God, the woman wanted to see something more. And Satan appealed to that. That is where you and I are today. Your area of vulnerability. You need to be careful. We are going to pray right
now.
Lord, let me know my area of vulnerability. When you read Numbers chapter 22, 23, 24. When the king of Balaam,
Balak
contracted Balaam the wizard, the sorcerer, to come and place a curse. Do you know, Balaam couldn't succeed. God told Balaam, you can't curse them, they are blessed. But because of the material thing that King Balak had promised Balaam, Balaam was still trying. But when he opens the mouth to curse, say, I bless you. When Balaam realized that he couldn't curse the Israelites, what did he do? What did he do? He appealed to the areas of vulnerability. In Numbers 25, Balaam knew that the Israelites liked fair women. And the Moabites were fair. Or let's take it just women, whether they are fair. You know, he knows that God had given him such to never intermarry with Moabites. So that was what Balaam told the king of Balak. Balak. He said, release your daughters to them. Because Balaam know that is the only way that they can offend God. And the moment they have offended God, they are vulnerable. Because God is a just God. Listen to me, church. The devil is not doing anything against us. Some churches you go, they will use 1 hour to bind the devil. 1 hour. They are binding. Hey! 1 hour to bind the devil. Do you know why the devil is throwing your life? He has only found your vulnerable place. That's all. I am not saying that we should ignore him. No. If the devil is so strong in your life, he has found a stronghold, a foothold. So when the Israelites started marrying, sleeping with Moabite women, that was when the anger of God came. In Joshua chapter 7, what happened? When they were going to fight Ai, some people went and said, no, the people are only few. We don't have to send many people. We only have to send a few people. They sent them. And what happened? We sent the enemy, destroyed the army of Israel that were sent to go and fight.
In
Joshua chapter 7.
You
know, God told Joshua, when you go to destroy, the enemy, don't pick anything. But when they went, one man called
Achan.
But when you read from Joshua chapter 7, verse 1, but the Israelites acted unfaithfully in regard to the devoted things. Achan, then you read down. Achan was the one who stole something. So now, the army of Israel couldn't stand the enemy. And Joshua decided to go before the Lord. And from verse 10 of Joshua 7, the Lord said to Joshua, stand up! What are you doing down on your face? Israel has sinned. They have violated my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. They have taken some of the devoted things. They have stolen. They have lied. They have put them with their own possession. Verse 12. That is why the Israelites cannot stand against their enemies. They turned their backs and ran because they have been made liable to destruction. Liable! Liable! Why are we to pay tithe? God said, I will rebuke the devourer. I will open the windows of heaven. I will pour down so much blessings. That windows of heaven. Ideas and favor. It is not that money will drop from heaven. No. Ideas, favor. Ideas to act upon. But when we disobey, we make ourselves vulnerable. Beloved, Jesus has fully paid the price for our redemption. Our redemption from sin. Our redemption from satanic power. Our redemption from every evil. Into God's kingdom. Into God's best. But why is the devil still strong and succeeding against us? He is only patronizing our areas of vulnerability. Our ignorance. Our ego. Our fears. Our pride. Our independent life. What should be our daily deliverance? 1 Peter 5:8. Give me 1 Peter 5:8. Let's read 1 Peter 5:8 and then we pray. 1 Peter 5:8. Be alert and sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. The enemy devours through negative thoughts. Through falsehood. Through deception. Twisting the word. The enemy is looking for you to devour you through your area of weakness, your area of vulnerability. What are we to submit to? We must submit to God through His word.
Daily.
We must submit to God through Jesus Christ. We must submit to God through the Holy Spirit. We must submit to God through prayer. We should be conscious that we are children of God and that we are under the Holy Spirit and the Word. We should always examine our thoughts and our actions. We should examine what we are listening. What is being preached to us. Whatever I'm saying to you, go and search the scriptures whether it is true. Do you know why Moses couldn't enter the promised land?
Moses
had a problem with anger. Vulnerability. That was an ancestral foundation. Moses inherited anger from his ancestor Levi. You know, Moses, Levi and Simeon. They went and killed the son of
Simeon.
And then Jacob cursed their anger.
Now Jacob, papa domain on my buffo.
That family.
Sabusiano
of Amram.
Ah, I'm here Amram Fuano.
Amram. That's the father of Moses. Amram.
Moses.
And the mother is Jochebed.
Nima me Jochebed.
So the father Amram is from Levi.
Ni papa Moses, papa Efi Levi Abusuyamu.
So anger. Miriam and Moses. their problem was anger.
Omo how eye abufuo.
Anger.
Abufuo.
When Moses went to the mountain,
Moses called me poniso.
Aaron became angry because Moses was keeping long in camp.
Aaron bufu yesi ani say.
He didn't know how to handle the people.
Ache.
So he was the first. Bring your earrings and he made the golden calf.
Aaron
introduced idolatry.
Because
he couldn't wait. Miriam and Aaron were angry at Moses for marrying an Ethiopian.
Miriam ni Aaron buefu omunia Moses ese ansi wa wari Ethiopian ni ba.
Moses displayed anger 3 times.
Moses edabufo show edim payments.
I think Exodus chapter 32 also when he was coming down with the tablets and realized what Aaron has led him.
Bam!
He broke the tablets.
Obubu emradu ebono.
And the devil marked him number 1. No, the first place was when he killed the Egyptian who was fighting when the two of the Egyptian and Israeli. That was the first place. He killed the Egyptian and buried him. The first place he manifested. The second place why he broke the tablets. All this one, Satan was marking him.
And Satan
was going before God, accused her of
the pregnant.
The third one, Numbers 20. Moses, speak to the rock instead of speaking his track. At the mouth or two or three.
The matter is all.
Moses,
the
promised land. You will see it from afar. You will enter. Shall we rise up? Attend to your area of vulnerability. I am a Christian, it's not enough. I go to church, it's not enough. As a Christian, place a great responsibility on you. I go to church, places a great responsibility on you. In fact, that is what even ushers you into some kind of warfare. Which area am I vulnerable, Lord? We want to present our areas of vulnerability. Yesterday I was saying this at the wedding. And many people regretted that they didn't record. If you are here, you recorded yesterday's message. Come and see the kendo and then others and give it to them. Somebody came to me and said, Papa, today's message has solved a lot of problems. Being a member of the ministerial committee of Greater Accra West Assemblies of God, we handle pastoral issues and all. I have looked at some pastors and I say, you are not born again. I have
gone
to see some pastors, senior pastors who approve they are going to Bible school and ask, what did this man do to you before you are proving to go to Bible school? To become a pastor. If a person can treat them like this, I was asking a certain pastor, do you bless marriage? Say yes. Oh, I bless marriage. Since how many, which year have you been blessing marriage?
Oh,
about 10 years now, I've been ordained. I say, I'm sorry. So you lay these hands and bless marriages. When this hand is slapping your wife, look at the mark on your wife's eye. Look at the slap. Look at here.
She said, "On San Territory Hall."
And then such a church.
Sorry,
you think God will visit?
Singing
will be nice.
The
songs will be beautiful. Everything will be fine. But it is all flesh. Rebellious youth, they break out and go and establish ministry. You think God is there? Because they are mentioning Christ. Yes. Mention Jesus. Yes, somebody will hear and become born again. But you don't know. What is your area of vulnerability? Say,
Lord,
I stand before you today. I need help. Lord, I need help. Lord, I need help.
Lord,
I need help.
Lord, I need help.
I bring my area of vulnerability to you, Lord.
I bring my area of vulnerability to you, Lord.
I sincerely bring my area of vulnerability. Let's look at Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. Say, Lord,
search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord. In the area, that I am vulnerable, that the enemy is taking advantage of me. Lord, search me, Lord. Ask the Lord to search you right now.
Search me, Lord.
Ask the Lord to search
me, Lord.
Ask the Lord to search you right now.
Search me.
Ask the Lord to search you right now.
Search me, Lord.
Ask the Lord to search you right now.
Search me, Lord.
Ask the Lord to search.
Lord, search me, Lord. Lord,
pray that prayer right now.
Search me, Lord.
Ask the Lord to search you.
Lord, search me. In the area of my life, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Listen, we want to pray it again. This lady taught me, I nearly mentioned her name. This lady taught me something. The day she came and said, Pastor, I don't need prophecy. I don't need prophecy. Prophecy is good,
though.
Prophecy gives you hope.
When
in fact, prophecy defines you. When somebody sees your tomorrow and tells you the plans that God has for you, or have for you, it defines you. It tells you what to expect, how to live, what to hope for. So prophecy is good. But prophecy that cannot be fulfilled. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 4. Proverbs 12, 13. Hope deferred make the heart hot.
Proverbs 12, 13.
Hope deferred. Is that Proverbs 12:13? Then I quoted the wrong. Give me the scripture that says, "The first make the heart sick." Hope the first make the heart sick. Yes, it's in Proverbs. Look, what is the use? When every day your hope is being raised,
say your picture when it does so,
and then nothing is happening, you become more sick. It is better that they didn't tell you. Fine. Proverbs 13:12. It's not 12:13. Proverbs 13:12. Proverbs 13. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. But a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Many people are no longer attending church. Many Christians, they don't attend church. Because they have heard. They have copy notes. Nothing is happening. Their situations are the same. Do you know the reason why? The Father's visit is not there. The Father's presence is not there. And the Father's visit is not there because we have opened up to the enemies. We have opened up our areas of vulnerability to the enemy. Say, Lord,
set me, Lord. Set me, Lord, Lord.
My area of vulnerability, Lord.
Lord, Lord, set me, Lord. The area of my vulnerability, Lord. Set me, Lord. I need your set, Lord. Set me, Lord. Set me, Lord. Le bakayande la kurasaki baba. Ikonda lisa rekaya baba.
Ask my prayer, I send to thee, to thee.
Listening to today's word, we believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.